You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Wrapping up the week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with Gerard Cherry joining us now, the third member of our team. Gerard, how you doing?
Doing good on a feel-good Friday. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing well, Gerard. Mike Pettine interviewing yesterday. Rich Bisaccia's scheduled to interview this weekend. What do you think of those two names? And Pettine, personally for me, a guy who's growing on me as I talk to more and more people about him.
Yeah, Pettine, I see him on YouTube, and I listen to the interviews, and I just look at his approach and his body language, and I like it as well, Nathan. I'm getting sold on him. Now, I don't know if it's true what his daughter had to tweet out there about the second interview or not, but if it is what I see on YouTube, which is a guy who has a passion for the game, who's fiery, will get in guys' face and challenge them and hold them accountable, you know what? I'm all for that, because I firmly believe that you do not need a continuation of the melancholy, kind of even-keel coach that you had in Pat Shurmur and Rob Chudzinski.
Yeah, you're big on that fiery, and you don't want that flatline personality, I know. And you played in New England, played for a defensive-minded guy. You were on that side of the ball, so I know you have great appreciation for that, but explain how this can still work out for those who might be worried that this team would drift away from the need to get that quarterback position, passing game, dynamic offense right once and for all, that can still be achieved even with a defensive-minded guy running the team.
Oh, that is totally the case, and yes, I'll be up front with you and say, initially, was it a defensive-centric team in New England? Did Bill eventually make a change once he realized he had a Hall of Famer and quarterback, Tom Brady? Yes, that can be a problem initially, but here's the thing. A defensive coordinator knows what is the worst thing to go against from a quarterback skill set standpoint, so he can still do his part to help challenge and develop a quarterback. And also, they're speaking the same language of, one, how can you beat me, and how can you not beat me? And those conversations can be had because it's really two people picking each other's brains apart. So just because one's defensive centric does not mean that he cannot have a focus and understanding what takes place on offense. As a matter of fact, that's an insult to anyone that is a defensive-minded coach, because your whole life is about studying offense and understanding how it works and how it exploits you and how to prevent it.
Absolutely. And we were asked earlier today in the Friday forecast, Gerard, who we think will ultimately end up being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. And I said, Adam Gase. I think they will give him the full court press. I think he stays with Denver, and it will either end up being Dan Quinn from Seattle or Pettine. Those are the two guys that I really think right now are the finalists.
I think you're right in that assessment too, Nathan. I don't see Gase coming out. I think he's going to stay back another year and figure that he'll get multiple options and he'll be able to choose where he wants to go. That will probably be the case for him, because you got to figure that Denver will be a top-tier team next year, and when you're on the top teams, you get the top job offers. Now, with the other two defensive coordinators remaining, I think that fits what this team needs, because when you look at what took place last year, it was a case of guys not going fully out for four quarters and not feeling that they even had to. So you're going to need a personality and a mindset, and both the candidates that you just named seem to possess that skill set in which they'll challenge guys and motivate guys to take that next step and will require them to do so. So if you found that and you identify that in the two candidates that you just named, why do you not bring those guys into the building?
And Gerard, talk about the back channeling that goes on here that I don't know that everybody completely understands. There is a rhyme and reason behind the idea of talking with as many people as this team has talked about, even though the vast majority won't end up in your employ, but there'll be people that could potentially be connections as assistants now or in the future, right? You've got to keep this process rolling when you're between coaches.
Yeah, you got to turn over every rock and explore every avenue. Just don't say, okay, we have these guys here, that's all we're going to talk about. When you're in this stage of it, you need to know what minds are out there, what people are thinking, and you may out of nowhere find a next great thought in football, or just get a connection with someone from that experience and be in a situation where you have developed a relationship, because really that's what it comes down to. Trust and developing relationships, and those are the guys who you eventually end up working with, the guy that you trust. Now, does that mean that guy's going to be successful? Obviously, the coaches were trusted who were just fired, but they didn't work out because they weren't successful. But you have to have these type of conversations, and you have to explore all the avenues that you possibly can explore, because you need to acquire information. You need to have relationships build and be solidified. So, yes, you have to do this. It would be a shame on you if you weren't not meeting with people, heck, on a daily basis, not just on the weekends.
Absolutely. Right. And this is the thing. I like the fact that we know nothing's going to happen until they get the opportunity to interview Gase. Bring these guys in, pick their brains, make relationships, and learn whatever you can about the trends that are happening in the NFL with these up-and-coming candidates. So I think it certainly is a good thing. All right, Gerard, everybody stay tuned. You can hear Gerard and Hooli and Gerard coming up next here
on
WKNR. Hey, hey, hey. Have a great weekend, bro.
You do the same, guys. Take care, man.
That's right. We want to thank Todd Archer for being part of our show, Jim Donovan. And we want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout. She's putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, the highlight of this show that you'll read on ClevelandBrowns.com later today. But a special, special thank you today to one Dave DiNatale,
yes,
who's been an outstanding
Dino.
Producer from day one of the show. That's right. We got to give him an we got to clap. And I'm going to turn on every mic so everybody can hear all the clapping.
Can I hit the applause button for me?
Outstanding. Dave, really, you're the best. And I know this is just this isn't really goodbye because we'll be talking with you just on a different time. You're the man. You'll be doing – it'll be, again, ESPN Cleveland – not sports night.
You're close. ESPN Cleveland tonight. That was my old show. That was the old show I used to produce.
I had to get it wrong for the record. Thank you again.
My honor, my pleasure, and I can't thank you guys enough.
You're the best. All right, have a great weekend. For Nate Dogg, this is Notorious, saying we will talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Thanks, Dino.
Oh, yeah, baby. The preceding program is a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.